say hello to Odigo.
Odigo?
Yes. This formula, cleverly disguised as a man's cologne, accelerates the molecules of any living organism to super high speed.
Yeah, right.
You don't believe me? 5 minutes ago, I sprayed a woodpecker sitting on Miss Thompson's elm tree.
And what happened?
This is all it... Yes, this is nasty stuff. Why, you can accomplish the most tedious task in mere seconds. And you smell pretty, too.
Thank you. Hi, 3J. How was your bike ride?
It was okay.
Where's Steve?
Well, we kind of raced home ahead of him.
Yeah, because we got tired of people laughing and pointing at us.
Well, why did they do that? Steve, you look like you just escaped from Toontown.
Safety before fashion.
Hey, guess what, Harriet? We raced home and I won.
I could have beat you, but I had to use Lord's stupid old girl's bike.
Yes. I remember the first time I saw Laura on that baby. A sleek 6-year-old beauty swooshing down the street on a hot pink Barbie bike. As she pedaled towards me, my heart sounded like the playing card in her spokes.
Is this guy for real?
No.
3J, Mr. Morrison's here.
Yeah. I know. Time to get back to the rock.
3J, Fenster Hall is hardly a prison. Well, it used to be a prison. But we repainted it and put in a teeter-totter.
Lost a lot of kids on that teeter-totter.
Well, we better be going.
Hey, Harriet, can 3J sleep over?
Sure. Is that okay?
I'm afraid not. It's against the rules.
Richie, why don't you and 3J go and get his things?
I'll help you. I think I should help the boy.
I'm having a bad stare day.
Mr. Morrison, have a seat, please.
Thank you.
3J tells me that you're trying to find him a foster home.
That's correct.
Well, how's that going?
Not so great, Mrs. Winslow. Unfortunately, there simply aren't enough foster homes available.
You know, it's a shame his last foster family moved.
Tell me about it. The paperwork was frightening.
No, I mean, it's a shame for 3J.
Oh, right, the kid. Sure.
Call now while they last. Only $29.95 for this...
New shirt?
Yeah. You like it?
Nice. Where do you plug it in?
You know, Laura, jealousy is not a pretty color on you.
What are you talking about?
Well, it's Saturday night. Le night de la partie. It appears that I have a hot date and, you, well, you don't.
Sweetie, maybe you just beg better than me.
Laura. You know, you should go out more often. You're a freshman, but you're not gonna stay fresh forever.
Excuse me?
Well, fix yourself up. Comb your hair. Put on some makeup.
I'm wearing makeup.
Well, slap on some more. Go to a club, you know. I'm sure you'll probably find a guy around closing time.
Eddie, you know perfectly well why I'm staying home.
Oh, that's right. Stefan is in Paris, and I'm waiting for him to come home.
This is something you know nothing about. It's called being loyal.
Oh, well, loyalty is fine, but shouldn't it have an expiration date?
Eddie, this is a relationship, not a quart of milk.
Hey, suit yourself. It's your life. If that's what you want to call it.
Hey,
Mr. Morrison.
I'm sorry to bother you folks so late, but I was looking for 3J. Is he here?
Why, no. Shouldn't he be with you?
Yes, but he was missing at dinner. We've searched the grounds and haven't been able to find him. I'm afraid he's run away.
Well, why would he do that?
Well, 3J had an interview with a couple this afternoon, and he was hoping that they would be his foster parents, but they chose a little girl instead.
Poor little guy.
Carl, we've got to find him. The streets are too dangerous for an 8-year-old to be wandering around by himself.
All right, we'll go down to the precinct and give them 3J's description. Eddie, you check the playground. Steve, you got the arcade. Laura, you take the mall.
Carl, what can I do?
Well, just in case, you better call the hospitals.
Who is he?
It's Richie.
How do I know it's not a trick?
Open the door, jerk face.
Oh, yes, you are.
Here's an extra blanket. Sorry it took me so long, but I had to wait till the coast was clear.
Thanks, man. But what about some eats?
Here you go.
An apple? You could not hook a brother up with some leftover meatloaf and some chocolate cake.
Well, not without a brother's family getting suspicious.
Dang! How much dough to death with you doing the shopping?
Hey, it's not like I can send out for pizza, so chill, okay?
Sorry. I'm stressed out. I'm a dude on the run.
Well, maybe you should stop running and come downstairs. I mean, everyone's real worried about you.
Yeah, right. Like who?
Everyone. Eddie, Laura, Steve, and Uncle Carl are all out looking for you. And Aunt Harriet's calling all over the place to see if you've been killed.
Cool.
Come on, 3J. Let's go downstairs.
Uh-uh. Forget it. There's no way I'm ever going back to that shelter.
But it's only until they find you a foster home.
That's never gonna happen. They're looking for young and cute. I'm an 8-year-old man. My cute days are over.
Are you sure? Webster was cute till he was 30. Come on, 3J. You can't stay up here forever. I mean, you need a plan.
You think I don't have a plan? I got a plan. I'm the plan man.
So what's your plan, man?
I'm going to Las Vegas to be a blackjack dealer until I save enough money to go to jet pilot school.
Whoa. Hey, that's a good plan.
I'm really starting to get worried. I mean, it's as if 3J vanished into thin air.
You know what it's like? It's like when you're doing the laundry and you put 10 socks in the dryer and you only get 9 out. I mean, you look and you look and you look. Okay, actually, it's not like doing laundry at all. I'm just really tired.
Yeah, we all are. Look, let's get some sleep and we'll try again tomorrow.
Thanks a lot, Curtis. We really appreciate your help.
I'm glad you called me. It's been too long since I've seen you. And you look real good.
Thanks. So do you.
I've been working out.
And it shows.
You lose some weight?
A couple pounds.
Don't get too skinny on me. listen, tomorrow we're gonna find 3J, okay?
Okay.
And then maybe we can celebrate by having dinner together, okay?
Okay.
That was good. That boy can kiss.
Oh, yeah? Well, I've heard you say the same thing about Stefan.
Well, don't you think loyalty should have an expiration date?
No, this is a relationship, not yogurt.
Hey, you still up?
Yeah. I'm not gonna sleep tonight. Carla keep wondering where 3J is. If he's cold, hungry, scared.
That kid's gotten under your skin, huh?
Yeah, he has. You know, when Steve first became his big brother, I thought 3J was a smart, alecky little troublemaker.
So did I.
Carl, 3J's gotten a bad deal in life. He's been neglected by his parents, bounced from one shelter to another. No wonder he's got some problems. But I know children, Carl, and 3J's got a good heart.
Well, first we'll find him, and then we'll pray that the city finds him a good foster home.
They will, Carl. Right here.
What?
I want to take him in, Carl. Give him a good home.
Oh, Harriet, now, but
Carl, just think about it. He's become Richie's best friend. Laura and Eddie adore him. And he's crazy about you.
Hey. I don't know, Harriet. I'm not saying no, but this is a big decision. I'm going to have to think about this.
Look, Carl. I know there's a million reasons why we shouldn't do this. But there's one good reason why we should.
And what's that?
I love him, Carl.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Steve. I see you found your dinosaur slippers.
Oh, yeah. You know, somehow they wound up in the garbage. Go figure. We have a security breach.
What's that?
Well, the alarm went off on my infrared Urkel alert. Patent pending.
What's that?
Well, that means I've applied for the patent, but the paperwork is still in Washington.
No, what's that?
Oh, well, that's a big city with buildings and a capital and the president around there.
No. What's that stupid thing you're holding in your hands?
Well, this is a computerized security device that scans the entire household. It automatically measures human body heat.
Ah. What are those two little bleeps?
Oh, that's you and me.
What's that big blob?
Oh, could we move this along?
According to the infrared Urkel alert, there's an unaccounted for body mass upstairs in the attic. Somebody should march up there right now and check it out.
Well, why didn't you go check it out?
It's dark up there.
Three J.
Huh? Uh-oh.
3J. We've been worried sick about you.
How'd you find me? Did Richie rat me out?
No. We had no idea Richie was involved in this.
Well, good. 'Cause he wasn't.
3J. Why did you run away from the shelter?
Hey, I got places to go and things to do.
You need money to go and do.
No problem, Emma. I've got 12 bucks cash right here, burning a hole in my pocket.
3J, we've got to take you back to the shelter.
You sure? I'd give you 6 bucks if you say you never saw me.
Look, the shelter's just temporary until they find your good foster home.
Get real. That's never gonna happen.
Well, sure it will. You just gotta think positive.
I'm positive. It's never gonna happen. Nobody wants a kid like me.
We do.
What do you mean?
Well, Harriet and I would like to be your foster parents.
Thank you, Carl. So what do you say? Do you like to be a part of our family?
I guess we could try it out. See how things go.
All right. Tonight, you bunk with Richie. And I'll go call Mr. Morris.
Cool.